te vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 18. Lord Balaram slays the demon Palamba. So we'll do the chapter summary and then text one. So I'll read the chapter summary and then the text. Or rather, I should do the text and then read. Okay. So text one. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Ata Krishna Parivrito.
Ata Krishna Parivrito.
Gyati Bhir Muditatma Bhi. Anugi Yavmano Nyavisad.
Anugi Yavmano Nyavisad.
Vrajam Gokula Manditam.
Vrajam Gokula Manditam.
Atta Krishna Parivrito.
Atta Krishna Parivrito.
Gyati Bhir Muditatma Bhi. Anugiyamano vyavisad.
Anugiyamano vyavisad.
Rajam gokula manditam.
Rajam gokula manditam.
Atta Krishna parivrito.
Atta Krishna parivrito.
Gyati bhir muditatma bhi.
Gyati bhir muditatma bhi.
Anugiyamano Nyavisad. Rajam Gokula Manditam.
Rajam Gokula Manditam.
Atta Krishna Parivrito.
Atta Krishna Parivrito.
Gyati Bhir
Muditatma Bhi. Krishna Parivrita Yati Bhirmuritatmi
Anugyamano Nyavisha
Rajam Gokula Manditam. Adages.
Atta
Krishna Parivrita Yati Bhir Muditatma Bhi
Anugyamano Nyavisha
Rajam Gokula Manditam. Word for word. Sri Sukha Uvacha. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said. Atta. Next. Krishna. Lord Krishna, Parivrita, surrounded, Gyati Bhi, by his companions, Mudita Atma Bhi, who were joyful by nature, Anugiyamanaha, his glories being chanted, Nyavisat, entered. Vrajam, Vraja. Gokula, by the herds of cows. Manditam, decorated. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, surrounded by his blissful companions who constantly chanted his glories, Sri Krishna then entered the village of Vraja, which was decorated with herds of cows. So now I read the chapter summary. The killing of Pralambasura is described in this chapter. While playing happily in Vrindavan, Lord Baladev climbed up on the shoulders of the demon Pralamba and struck his head with his fist, destroying him. Sri Vrindavan, where Krishna and Balaram enacted their pastimes, was, even during the summer, decorated with all the qualities of spring. At that time, Lord Sri Krishna, who became absorbed in various sports, surrounded by Balaram and all the cowherd boys. One day they were intently dancing, singing, and playing when a demon named Pralamba entered their midst, disguised as a cowherd boy. The omniscient Lord Krishna saw through the disguise, but even as he thought of how to kill the demon, he treated him as a friend. Krishna then suggested to his young friends on Baladev that he play a game involving contending parties. Taking the role of leaders, Krishna and Balaram divided the boys into two groups and determined that the losers would have to carry the winners on their shoulders. Thus, when Sridham and Vrishabha, members of Balaram's party, were victorious, Krishna and another boy in his party carried them on their shoulders. Pralambasura thought that the unconquerable Lord Sri Krishna would be too great an opponent to contend with, so the demon fought with Balaram instead and was defeated. Taking Lord Balaram on his back, Pralambasura began to walk away very swiftly, but Balaram became as heavy as Mount Sumeru, and the demon, unable to carry him, had to reveal his true demonic form. When Balaram saw this terrible form, he struck the demon a ferocious blow on the head with his fist. This blow shattered Pralambasura's head just as lightning bolts hurled by the king of the demigods shattered mountains. The demon repeatedly vomited blood and then fell upon the ground. When the coward boys saw Lord Balaram return, they joyfully embraced and congratulated him as the demigods showered garlands of flowers from the heavens and glorified him. Om Gyanatir Manasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshulintami Yenatasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Mao Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivinanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtutade Satarno Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Deita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinanda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today is the appearance of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So we'll discuss that a little later. And then we'll do the chapter summary and then the verse. So Krishna and Balaram regularly would venture into the forest with the cowherd boys to have some adventure. They would take the cows, and while they were grazing, they would play and frolic in the forest of Vrindavan. It's stated here that even though it was summer, and we know in the summertime in India how it's hot. Most of you must have gone and you could tell. I don't know if you've ever been in summer, but we could imagine the heat there. But it's stated that it was as if it was the spring season. It's stated in the Govinda Lilamrita that even the seasons would render service to the Lord. So they would make the Lord as comfortable. The seasons, behind each season there is a portion also, the season personified. They would adjust to suit the Lord. So even though it was summer, it was cool and lovely as if it was spring. Even the trees would produce beautiful scented flowers, succulent fruits. The grass would be lush and green and soft. Even the vegetables, it stated, vegetables in the winter would grow in all the other different seasons for the satisfaction of the Lord. The birds would sing melodious tunes. The parrot would have beautiful conversations. The peacock would be dancing jubilantly. The deer would be frolicking in the pasture. And the cows would be grazing peacefully. All wanting to get some attention from the Lord. So we can imagine this blissful and beautiful scene taking place here. And then suddenly, whilst the Lord and his friends were playing, Pralambasura entered there incognito, in disguise as one of the boys that probably was at home. Usually, sometimes all the cowherd boys would not attend. For some reason, one or two might stay home back. Maybe for a party, birthday party or something, whatever. And so this day, Pralambasura, he disguised as one of the boys that was absent. And he entered the mist. So as they were playing, this part of the play was the losers would carry the winners. See? So they all were doing this. And Pralambasura, knowing well that Krishna is invincible, formidable, he did not go with him, but he took Balaram instead. And as they were running around, and so he ran away. He ran away from the other boys. And Baladev, sensing that something was not right, he became heavy. It stated that he grew as heavy as Mount Sumeru. Sumeru is said to be one of the golden peaks made of gold. And imagine, as you know, gold is pretty heavy than earth or rocks or any other thing. Gold is very much heavy. So he got so heavy, but yet the demon was able to carry him. But then the demon realized that something was not right here too. He got into his gigantic form, this huge, humongous form. And so Balaram was a little bewildered at the beginning. See? He was a little bewildered because this huge demon feared somebody. What would he do? Thank you. He decided to smash him on the head. Most of you must have seen boxing sometimes. Sometimes you have this big, huge boxer. But this other guy come and just one little jab to the jaw and he's done, like he's dead. You see? So Balaram just smashed the demon in his head and he was dead right away. And then he went back with the other boys and they continued the sports like nothing happened. See? So this is the chapter summary. And we'll read about it. It'd be more intriguing and beautiful. So I'll go on to the verse now. So it stated that Atta Krishna Parivrito Gyatibir Muditatmabi Anugi Yamano Nyavishad Rajam Gokula Manditam. Sukadeva Goswami said, surrounded by his blissful companion who constantly chanted the glories, his glories, Sri Krishna then entered the village of Raja, which was decorated with herds of cows. This morning, Kirtan was rather blissful. It gave us an idea of, or a little glimpse of what's taking place in the spiritual world. Constantly, that, I don't know if I only felt that way, but the way the devotees were engaging, I thought they all felt that way. So it's stated that Krishna's companion was blissfully chanting his glories as they were going to Vraja. Satatam Kirtayanto Mam, always chanting my glories, always bowing down to me. My devotees perpetually worship me with devotion. Tesham satatam yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. To those who constantly are devoted in serving me, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Then tesham aham samudharta. Those that engage in my devotional service, I am the quick deliverer of the ocean of birth and death. So the Lord, he assured us in so many ways by engaging in his devotional service how he take care of his devotees. He says that aham hi sarva jagna jag yaj nanam. I am the sole enjoyer of all sacrifices. Those that do not understand this fall down. Bijamam sarva bhutanam. I am the original source of all existences. Yachapi sarva bhutanam. I am the generating seed of all existence. No being can exist without me. Yad yad vibhutimat sattvam. Know that all glorious. Know that all glorious, beautiful, and opulent creations spring but from a spark of my splendor. And then you say, Atava bahunaitena. What need for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of my energy, I pervade this entire universe. So we see that there's so much verses in support of the glories of the Lord, and so we are bound to render service unto him. We see the need. In the spiritual world, everyone blissfully, this scene in Goloka Vrindavan, in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, is like a scene from the spiritual world. It is a scene from the spiritual world. We get a glimpse what is taking place. And and how we'd be engaged back in our constitutional position. See? And the other part says that Sri Krishna entered the village of Raja, which was decorated with hordes of cows. Go Brahmana Hitayacha. So besides Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bharata and Parichanayam Sadhunam Vinashaya Sadhuskritam, the other reason was Go Brahmana Hitayacha. He also came to protect the cows and the Brahmanas. Hmm? 5,000 years is just a minuscule in transcendental time, or in the time of the demigods. It's nothing. It's 5,000 years is just like about a little over 10 years of the demigods. And from then to now, we could see the deterioration. When Srila Vyasadeva predicted 5,000 years ago, when he was speaking to his audience, he said that the Sudras would become king and the cows would be eaten as food. That was incomprehensible then. It was incomprehensible. Within 5,000 years, if we look around, the world has how much? About almost 7 billion people. And most of the populace, at least 80% or even more, consume the cow's food. See? So we could see the drastic change. We haven't gone anywhere in Kali Yuga yet. 5,000 years from 432,000 years. Just imagine we have 431,000 years more. And 80% of the populace are already consuming the cow. It's stated that during Krishna time, daily he was taking care of the cows. He would blow his flute and call them if they're a little far off in the pasture. He would call them, and he would always be careful to see that nothing happened to them. It stated in the evening, he would separate the young cows, the Denu, from the older ones. Vaskayanti. And then the calves, Sakrit Kari. The calves would usually be put in a special paddock so that in the morning the mothers ought to become full. If the calves, this is the way, actually we used to do this when we were small. The calves, during the day they would graze, the calves would be with their mother, but in the evening time they would be placed in a separate paddock. And in the morning the mother ought to becomes very full with milk. And so when you milk the cow, there's so much milk, you see. But if you leave the calf, they would go early because they would find out eventually that you're taking away the milk of the mother. They would go and suckle the mother before you go. So when you go to milk, there's no milk, you see. So this was the system. And Lord Krishna used to do this. It stated that he would separate the calf. Then those cows that had many calves, Parishtuka, those about to deliver, Sandhini, those who were in season, Upasarya, those who had young calves, Prashtani, see, he would go in different paddocks. The bullocks that pull a double yoked cart, Yogya, the bullocks that pulled regular cart, Sakata, see. So, imagine, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was menially doing all this. He was doing all this menial service. setting the example for the Vaishyas, or for all of us rather. It stated that he would, in the evening, he would call his cows. Hey Rambe, hey Padme, Harini, Rangini, Chamari, Kanjani, Sande, Sanande, Dumre, Sarali, Karali, Marali, Pali, Gange, Tunge, Kalindi, Godvari, Sheni, Triveni, Yamuni. Hey, hey, come, come. He stated that they had thousands upon thousands of cows, and the Lord knew all the names. When I was growing up, we had maybe close to 50 cows. At that time, I couldn't remember all the names. You know, it's easy. After you'd remember. You know, like Buri, Mellow Buri, Button Woman. One cow used to, as soon as he sees you, he would charge. You know, she. I used to call her Button Woman. See? One horn was broken, I would call her broken horn. See? Buri means a cow without horn. Maybe it's a Hindu word, but somehow it was passed on to us. Bringle, Springle, no, so many different names. White face, see, like that. But I could remember. But Krishna had thousands upon thousands of cows. He would remember all these names. And so we could understand the importance of cow and cow protection. Go Brahmana Hitayacha. And it should be somehow, or maybe sometimes, I don't know, I don't think it's by chance, but sometimes I'm placed here to maybe remind us of this task ahead. Maybe we have to enlighten the world, see? We have to enlighten the world because we can see that it is getting so atrocious. A few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, my neighbor has a set of heifers, and these heifers are being raised to be slaughtered. And the fence is between mine and theirs, and I went by this fence, and all the heifers came near to me and was chanting to them, knowing well that these they would be slaughtered sometime. You know, I felt so bad. You know, there's nothing really you can do. But I was chanting, and I was trying to chant loud so that they can hear too. So at least if they hear, they would eventually get a human birth back. You see? So Lord Krishna, when he was speaking to Uddhava, he says, there are some trees on the bank of the Ganges, and they drink the pure and clear water of the Ganges, but yet they produce poisonous fruit. So similarly, there are many readers of the Vedas, but they concoct so many different philosophies. See? Somehow they find the philosophy of atheism within there. They propagate atheism. Some of them propagate Mayavadi philosophy. Some propagate cow-killing philosophy. And so many other different philosophies. Yavan Arta Udapane. All purposes served by a small well can be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all purpose of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. The purpose of the Vedas, of all the Vedas I am to be known, is to actually know Krishna. But yet we have these philosophers, they concoct so many different ideas, and especially in this cow-killing business. Religionists propagate this. I know many times I would preach to like Christians and Muslims, but they would say that their books propagate this. See? And so but when Lord Krishna speak to Uddhava, we can see sometimes because people's intention is not so pure. Maybe they want to eat meat. See? So they try to concoct a philosophy, and their place in a philosophy that can do this. What Srila Prabhupada used to say, Yavana scriptures, because it supports their meat-eating propensity. But we know in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fifth canto, it explicitly explained the dangers of animal killing. See? So much. So within all of us, we should always be conscious and maybe pray to the Lord that we can get the strength to help to preach and help to propagate this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, so that this Sankirtan movement can dominate this planet for the next 10,000 years. See, within the mind of all of us, we should think this way, and want to in some way or the other. It may not happen now, but maybe later down in our lives, like Srila Prabhupada, he was always in preparation, and then almost at the end of his lifetime he came, and then he did miracles. See? So within our heart also, we should want to somehow help him in this endeavor. And we should pray to the Lord to empower us. See, everything is possible through prayers. See, to help us to propagate his philosophy. So I'll stop here if there's any question or so, because I'll speak a little bit about Gadadhar Pandit. But if there's any question or correction or additions, we can take it. Okay, so today is the appearance day of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. He was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. Actually, he was born just nearby. Maybe they were like almost neighbors. And they would play together. They went to school together. And they would always be together. Gadadhar would always. And they were like the opposite, though. Whereas Lord Chaitanya was very jubilant and energetic and always into debate and so forth. Gadadhar was more subdued and more calm and serene, easy going, see, like this. And they went through childhood together and even adulthood too. But it's stated that Gadadhar was Srimati Radharani. This is explained by all the acharyas. But even though he was Srimati Radharani, he was in a more subdued mood. He was in the mood of Rukmini. And Lord Chaitanya, even though he was Krishna himself, he was trying to understand the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. See? He was trying to. So this pastime itself is very, very confidential. And it's not easily understood by the neophytes, well, like me, and so forth. It's a very confidential pastimes. And we see that sometimes the pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit were strange in so many ways. But it was because they were these exalted personalities, it's not so easy to understand. It's stated here, the master is in, Gadadhar said, the master is independent, the topmost omniscient person. If I speak on equal level with him, this will not be good for me. He was referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would abuse or neglect Gadadhar, still he would not leave him or he would not protest. It stated that later on, he went to a place further south and he was taking care of a deity called Tota Gopinath. He would daily take care of the deities. And then the devotees would go there, Vrakeshwara Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, and many other devotees. They would go to listen to Gadadhar Pandit's reciting the Bhagavatam. See? Daily, and they would listen. Also, at the end of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, stated that Lord Chaitanya entered the deity of Tota Gopinath. And when Gadadhar immediately got like old, prematurely, he said that suddenly old age came upon him. And when he would take care of the deities, he cannot reach. He said the deities bowed down to him. And he placed a garland on his neck. And he would serve the deities like that. And when he passed away, he also entered the deities. So wonderful. So if there's any question or corrections or anything, or I'll stop here. Okay. Shri Gadadhar Pandit ki, Shri Bhagavatam ki. Jai.